I'm here with Pat Rushton, the Outreach and Education Manager at the Victim Resource Center. I recently had a chance to talk to him at the King's College mock rape trial. Now, Mr. Rushton, how long have you been doing these mock rape trials?
This is our 36th annual mock rape trial.
What's the purpose of this annual event?
The purpose of it is to educate the community on what takes place in a real trial. Now, of course, it's a mock trial. It's a condensed version. We try to keep it to 2 hours, but the scenario was written by students here at King's. The idea is to just educate people on what takes place in a real rape trial.
Who's involved in the mock rape trial?
We have Judge Vogue from the County Court of Common Pleas will preside, 2 assistant DAs from the District Attorney's Office, 2 public defenders. So they are, you know, the real judges, real judge, lawyers.
How would a trial unfold and how would a jury be selected?
The prosecution will present a victim and a witness. The defense will present the defendant. And then the jury will be selected from audience members. So that anyone who would like to be a member of the jury can raise their hand, and the lawyers will select the 12 jurors and the 2 alternates for the jury. We give them a brief time to deliberate and come back with a verdict.
How does your agency help those who are victims of violence?
Our agency works with people who have been victims of violence, sexual violence, as well as other types of crime, or people who have been affected by violence that may have happened to someone else, family members, friends of victims. We have a 24-hour hotline that people who have been affected by crime can call. We do offer individual counseling, one-on-one counseling. Our main office is in Wilkes-Barre, just a short distance from the King's campus, right down Franklin Street, 71 North Franklin, the Kirby Health Center. We have an office in Suncanic that serves Wyoming County, and an office in Lehigh that serves Carbon County.
Have you ever attended a trial where is one of your victims from the Victim Resource Center?
I would say annually we probably provide accompaniment, because that's one of the things that we do. We'll provide accompaniment to our clients who are victims probably 15 times a year and here in Luzerne County.
What's the scenario in this mock rape trial? And what message do you want to portray to the students involved?
The scenario that the students created called for campus safety to come and pick them up, dropped off the one girl at home, and then the security officer, when he took the other girl home, followed her into her apartment and proceeded to rape her. And to teach a lesson, I think it's to raise awareness that anyone can become a victim, and that anyone can be an offender. You know, rapists don't look like any particular person. You know, I always tell people your typical rapist didn't crawl out of a swamp wearing a hoodie covered in tattoos. Your typical rapist is your average guy. Most men don't rape. Small percentage of men rape. But those men who do rape pretty much think of themselves as just guys. You know, and so, you know, anyone. And that's the idea, that anyone can be a rapist.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Michael Palmer.